Well, as we approach lunch on Wednesday, as expected, the Australian share market is under pressure for the fourth consecutive day. We've got the ASX 200 now dropping by about 0.9%. We're basically seeing the market sitting at the lowest levels in 21 months. Not a surprise, considering that last night we had US shares taking a really big hit, dropping back by about 2% and wiping out all of the gains over the course of 2018 so far. What hasn't helped is there's been a real lack of progress on a trade agreement between the US and China as we approach that key G20 meeting at the end of this month. So if we look across the market today, just the defensive healthcare stocks are standing out, but all other sectors are down. Resource companies in particular making a bit of a dent in things. That's after commodity prices fell. Oil was the big loser last night, dropping 6.5% to the lowest levels in a year. It means that oil has now fallen about 30% from the start of October, partly due to concerns of oversupply and also worries about less demand. So no surprise here that Woodside, Santos, Oil Search, Origin down as much as 4%. Also, BHP, Rio and Fortescue, the three big iron ore producers are taking a hit. That's because the price of oil, of iron ore rather, has dropped back by about 2.5%. Now, elsewhere, the best performer on the market today is Trade Me Group. This is a company involved with internet auctions and is based in New Zealand. It's received a takeover offer. That's why its shares are up about 16%. Another standout is The Reject Shop, which was up 13%. It's received a takeover offer of around $78 million. In the losers column, no stock doing worse on the ASX 200 than Wesfarmers, which is down almost 30%. That's for good reason. Today it's actually split from Coles. So the supermarket chain made its Aussie market debut an hour into the session under the code of COL. It opened at $12.49 per share and has jumped about 4.5% from those levels at this stage. So that means it has a market cap in the order of around $17 billion or so. Now the Aussie dollar finally is weaker. It's at around 72.1 US cents.